producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, you know, this is kind of interesting, okay? All right, so anytime we have a bunch of sheep causing flatulence, I'm sorry, that makes headlines. And I'm a huge fan of those types of stories. And it's not a fluff piece. Trust me, there's nothing fluff about this. But we have a report here that flatulence from 2,186 sheep forced the plane to make an emergency landing after gas set off the smoke alarms. It was a 747-400 freighter plane, Singapore Airlines. It was en route from Sydney, Australia to Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. It had been diverted to Bali Denpasar on October 26 following an urgent announcement. They say the airplane was forced to make an emergency landing after the gas of 2,100 animals was mistaken for smoke in the cargo hold. Upon landing, emergency services boarded the aircraft, which was carrying four crew members and the flock of sheep, but reported there was no trace of fire, heat, or smoke. I didn't realize they could fit all 2,100 on a plane. According to the Aviation Herald, the smoke indication alarm sounded as a result of exhaust gases and manure produced by the animals on the plane. Flight SQ-7108 redeparted after the 2.5-hour stop in Indonesia and reached its final destination 2 hours later than scheduled. Sheepmagazine.com, okay, there is a magazine called Sheepmagazine.com, reported that the animals become bloated and gassy when stressed. Am I the only one that notices a lot of people toot on the plane? I cannot tell you how miserable that is, because you can't go anywhere. I was sitting, I don't know if they were behind me, one row or two rows or in front of me, but I was like going like this, like, oh man, I can't breathe. And look, I'm a doctor, so I'm used to things not smelling well with patients, and that's okay. It's not a big deal, okay, because it's not a 5.5-hour flight. It's a, you know, 15, 30-minute doctor visit. But 5.5 hours, and you're smelling, you know, it's difficult. And then I also worry that I'm breathing it in and somebody tooting a lot. Okay. I'm getting it all on my lung linings. You know, my lungs should not be brown or black because I don't smoke. But I got to tell you, if I sit next to any more people tooting on the plane, that's going to be an issue. They say this incident follows another emergency landing by Singapore Airlines in August after one of its aircraft flew into a flock of storks, which tore a hole in its nose. All right, so apparently there were 255 passengers and 14 crew members on board. It ran into trouble. Plane ran into a flock while gaining altitude, and it hurt its protective shield and its radar antenna. So I guess it had to end up landing. Okay, so, I'm not really sure how this really relates to you guys, but, sheep can stink. Now, there is some good news, okay? Scientists are all over this, okay? Gas from human feces, they say, could generate electricity for up to 138 million households. Experts from the UN's University Institute for Water, Environment, and Health say the world is ignoring the hidden potential of human waste, which could have a value of multiple billions of dollars. You could harness gas from human poo-poo. They claim the gas, dubbed biogas, yeah, could help produce 2 million tons of charcoal equivalent fuel and power the equivalent of all households in Indonesia, Brazil, and Ethiopia combined. I don't know about the smell. And the process, I guess, would benefit providing hygienic waste treatment in the world's poorest areas. I'm for that. I am really for recycling. I think that's cool. Because, I mean, the one thing you know humans are going to make is poo-poo. Right? And pee. But mostly poo-poo. No, mostly pee, actually. You know what? Both. So, yeah, if you could use that, I mean, because, you know, where is it going? Well, I understand it's supposed to, you know, this shows you how brilliant God and nature are, right? You poop, then the plants use that poop to grow into a seed. Isn't that what happened in the Martian movie? Matt Damon used everybody's poop to plant his food, and then he washed it off? Yeah. So, anyway, lead author Corinne Schuster Wallace said, increasingly water-scarce regions are being driven to separate and reuse the water in wastewater, particularly to expand marginal agricultural lands. There is technological opportunity, particularly in rural growth areas and small towns. Okay, so biogas is 60% methane by volume, generated through the bacterial breakdown of fecal matter and any other organic matter in an oxygen-free anaerobic system. So you make this fecal sludge, and with this fecal sludge, it has energy content similar to coal and charcoal. Apparently, 2.4 billion people lack access to improved sanitation facilities, and 1 billion people do not use toilets at all. They defecate out in the open. If the way, I know some of you guys are included in this. Please, if there's a toilet, try to use it. They say if the waste of only those practicing open defecation was targeted, the financial value of biogas would exceed $200 million. I know, I'm already thinking about what stock to invest in. I know, that makes sense. The energy value would equal that of the fuel needed to generate electricity for 10 million to 18 million local households. Processing the residual fecal sludge would yield the equivalent of 4.8 million to 8.5 million tons of charcoal. So human urine, according to a study in Sweden, has 300 grams of phosphorus, 900 grams of potassium, and 300 grams of sulfur. Who needs a multivitamin? According to the World Health Organization, an individual's body excretes an estimated 10 pounds of nitrogen and 548 grams of phosphorus per year. So recycle those. World Toilet Day is coming up November 19th. And they say it offers the opportunity to promote, yeah, World Toilet Day, to promote new thinking and to continue puncturing the taboos in many places that inhibit discussion and perpetuate the disgrace and tragedy of inadequate human waste management. Yeah, I gotta tell you guys, I mean, honestly, that's as natural as you could be. You use the poo-poo, and the poo-poo grows plants, so why not use it for energy? Makes a lot of sense to me, and I make a lot of it. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zero. sold out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Thanks, big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making this show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. Now, we were just talking about flatulence and gas and all that, and I talk about gas on the show. I also talk about lawsuits on the show. Well, this mixes the two, okay? We have a lawsuit that is claiming a man was fired over his flatulence. Now, guys, this actually can relate to any of us, whether you're the employee or the employer. The wife of a Pennsylvania man has filed a lawsuit against their former employer claiming he was fired over his farting. Richard Clem, 70 years old, had worked at Case Pork Roll Company in New Jersey for a decade when he was fired last year for his apparent flatulence, according to court documents. His wife, who also worked there, claims the firing was a violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act because her husband is obese. I know some of you guys are like, okay, now wait a second, I don't get that here, okay? Although I wonder if irritable bowel syndrome is also considered a disability too. But the obesity is where she is filing the suit for. At the time that he was hired, Richard weighed 420 pounds. Then in 2010, he received gastric bypass surgery. He lost 120 pounds, but he experienced side effects like gas, uncontrollable diarrhea, according to reports. Then in 2013, the side effects worsened and caused, quote-unquote, significant disruption in the workplace. The wife claims that the president of the company would often complain about her husband's flatulence. The president of the company, Thomas Dolan, they claim, would make Richard work from home and allegedly said, we cannot run an office and have visitors with the odor in the office. The lawyer for the family, David Kohler, said, flatulence and farting is the sexy part of the story, but my client suffers from obesity, which is covered by the Americans with Disabilities Act. So, oh boy, Luann, that is, I believe, the wife. Is Luann the wife? I don't, can't tell. Anyways, reportedly seeking damages from the company that include pain and suffering, compensatory and punitive damages. Richard wants a company to go through training programs to prevent something like this from happening again. The company's owner, Tom Grebe, told MyCentralJersey.com that Richard was never fired. And when he and his wife were asked to take a pay cut, they quit. He said they were never discriminated against. Even I took a pay cut. He refused, and he just walked out. That was the end of it. According to MyCentralJersey.com, Grebe said the couple pursued a discriminatory complaint with the Federal Equal Opportunity Commission. The EEOC did not pursue Luann's case, allowing her to sue. Her husband's EEOC complaint is pending. So, wow. Okay. All right. Now, okay, I'm a doctor. So, of course, you know, I love to take the patient's side, but I gotta, you know, see this from the employer standpoint, okay? Not to mention everybody else's, standpoint. So, all right, okay, you got an employee that has horrible, smelly gas, okay? You as an employer, there's not a lot of things you could do. Okay? It sounds like you would think what an employer should do is try to move them to an area where it wouldn't seem to bother other coworkers. Again, you always wonder what the other coworkers can do in terms of taking legal action. You know, you forced me to work in a place that was unsanitary. I was breathing in somebody else's gas. Again, this is one of those damned if you do, damned if you don't. So you got somebody farting all the time at work. Okay? As an employer, what do? As an owner, do you put them near a window? Well, what if it's cold outside? This is New Jersey. So you can't just have them work by an open window. And what if they say they're cold and they can't work by that window? So then you offer, well, maybe what we could do is have you work at home. Okay? But then what if they don't do their full work potential? At home, let's say, and you want to fire him. Are you going to get turned around and get hit with an ADA lawsuit? You know, I'm really interested to see how many of these ADA lawsuits play out. It was designed to protect people who, once they had a disability, they couldn't just get fired. Okay, you have to work with them. Okay, well, if you can't get up the stairs, sorry. No, you allow me an opportunity to still do my job. Have ramps, have elevators, which is why most offices have to be handicap accessible. When we were building our office, our newer one, everything, you know, there had to be a counter that was handicap accessible. Water fountains were lower, bathrooms were wider, things like that. It was great. It was good. It makes sense. But what to do as an employer? So, you know, I'd like to know how. I really want to see how this case plays out. Now, what do you do as a patient? Okay, you have gas issues following a gastric bypass. Okay, that's going to cause a problem. It is. It's disabling. And that in and of itself should be considered a disability. The only thing is how much can your employment do? So, for example, if you are, let's say, a model and you are supposed to be walking down the runway, and you poop in your pants because you have fecal incontinence, which some of us suffer from, all right? Is it your employer's fault if he doesn't hire you as a model? And if you notice, a very, very interesting part of this case we need to watch for is the American Disabilities Act covering obesity. Okay, from what I understand, it does. And being obese, okay, you know, there should be accommodations. Okay, you can't, you know, force an obese person in a small chair. You need to have wider chairs. You need to allow, you know, wider, you know, you can't have, you know, walkways that are completely narrow. They have to be, you know, people have to get around. They have to be able to, you know, they can't feel stifled. And trust me, I've seen places where it's really, really narrow. And I'm not sure how you know, build out or change things around. But you have to. If you have somebody that's obese, there are some things as an employer you could do. But if somebody being obese is going to, I guess, prevent an employer from firing him, how does it work with all these restaurants that hire, you know, sexy women? And I know there's certain exemptions, all right? You know, Playboy. I mean, what does Playboy do? Okay, if they don't hire you? It's interesting. I don't know how this is going to work. Okay, it's one of those things where, you know, I'm an employer too. So I'm like, okay, well, wait a second. If I have somebody that's gassy all the time, you know, does that put my patients at risk? Now, is there risk breathing in somebody else's gas? Absolutely there is. Okay, we've talked about the methane. We've talked about the nitrogen. I have people with COPD. Now, I'm not saying people on oxygen will blow up because somebody farts next to them. Okay, usually their oxygen should be encased. But, you know, you have people with breathing disorders. And people that come in with breathing disorders, they have to have the air as fresh as possible. All right? And if you have a certain stink or odor, then you are putting others at risk. So I'd really like to see what happens with this lawsuit, where if you work at a place that allows somebody to have multiple gas eruptions, do you have a lawsuit? And again, as an employer, what the hell do you do? You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. It's very interesting. Everybody took a pay cut. Okay, I don't know if everybody took a pay cut, but can you, as an employer, give somebody a pay cut? Well, you know, people get pay cuts all the time. You just have to be equal, or it has to be across the board, or there has to be some sort of justification for it. Okay, you're not working full time. You're not putting in this much work. This is your new job description. We're going to change your job title so you don't have to do full-time. If you can't do full-time for a desk, then we will have you hotel manager and we'll do a part-time job at that or something like that. But, there has to be some justification. People can still get unemployment. If you cut somebody's hours back, they could still get, or not cut their hours back, but if you cut their pay, you know, they could still get unemployment. But the lawsuit, that's what's interesting. So, I'd like to know, you know, do any of you guys suffer from somebody at work that is always tooting or who stinks? And then what do you do? How do you approach it? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so, Penn State Department of Health says three on campus may have the mumps. WJAC-TV is reporting the university issued a health warning Monday. Students, faculty, and staff are being asked to check with their doctors whether they've been properly vaccinated for mumps, measles, and rubella. The school is not identifying those who may be sick, but says the potential cases identified are in individuals who do not reside in the residence halls. So the school is recommending that students avoid sharing drinks or food, engaging in drinking games or other activities that may result in salivary exposure. We haven't seen the mumps in decades because of vaccination. That's interesting. You get the big, huge, swollen glands in the neck, and you look it's like the mumps. You get swollen. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeCig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeCig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeCig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is interesting. They say the best athletes in the world have bad teeth. New study has found that 4 out of every 10 football players in Britain, according to themorningticker.com, have rotting teeth. And it's gotten so bad that it affects how some of them play. They say it's one of the most common stereotypes of the British that they have bad teeth. But a new study indicates that there may be some truth to it, especially for athletes. 40% of footballers appear to have bad teeth and gums, compared to similarly aged Great Britain. Now, by footballers, they're talking about soccer players. So, apparently they found infections of the jaw. They found multiple cavities. Maybe it's because of the busy schedule. I don't know much about American teeth. And again, this article was on World Headlines, so I really haven't studied American athlete teeth. And I think in America, we really do put a lot of emphasis on getting your teeth done and cleaned, etc. I would think they also do that there. But they say 37% of the players that they looked at, the soccer players, had active tooth decay. Half of them had acid eroded. 80% of the players had gum disease. 1 in 6 of them reported pain in their mouth. 1 in 4 reported sensitivity to hot and cold substances, which means you're having weak enamel. So I find it very interesting. I bet our players, our NFL players, our soccer players, all basketball players have bad teeth as well. What causes bad teeth? All right, high sugar, high acidic foods, high acid from your GI system, reflux, poor dental hygiene, poor access to dental care. So I wouldn't think America would be immune to it at all. We just don't have a study talking about that. We do have some good news. They say death rates. Nope, looks like not good news. Sorry, I thought it was going down. I'm sorry. Bad news. Death rates, okay, overall have been falling. However, there has been one group where death rates are rising, and that's middle-aged white people. So overall, death rates are going down. Woo, hallelujah, remember, we doctors were patting each other on the back. However, white middle-aged people, it's going up. And apparently, suicides and deaths from drug overdose and alcohol abuse are what they think is the reason. Death rates from other races have continued to fall, including whites 65 and older. But whites 35 to 44 have been level recently, and now they're starting to turn up 55 to 64. Death rates for whites 45 to 54 has risen by 0.5% per year since 1998. The increase started in the late 1990s, and they think is related to the increased availability of prescription painkillers. I know, us bad doctors. They say it certainly can't be helping, according to Angus Deaton of Princeton University. Their paper was published online Monday at the Proceedings of National Academy of Sciences. So, federal researchers have reported repeatedly on worrisome increases in deaths from suicide and drug overdoses. And they have noted the bulk of those deaths have been white and middle-aged. So the Case and Deaton findings aren't really surprising, I guess, according to Robert Anderson, oversees the CDC branch of death statistics. But the Princeton group of researchers looked at government statistics, breaking down death numbers by age and race in a way that the government has not highlighted. So why white Americans and middle age? That's why they're thinking maybe more prescription drugs. Maybe because middle-aged people get more access to prescription drugs. Also, what about regular drugs, too? I don't know. White death rates still are not nearly as bad as black death rates, even though for those 45 to 54. The rate is about 415 deaths for every 100,000 white people in that age group. For blacks, it's 582 per 100,000. The death rates have been generally declining because we have been doing such a damn good job taking care of you. Thank you very much. You got good medical talk radio. You got these statin medications. We got antibiotics. We got all this new cardiac testing. We have all these new tests to screen for cancer. We're doing a damn good job. Thank you very much. Heart disease and cancer still the nation's two leading killers. But death rates for certain demographics are going up. They say of the 2.6 million deaths in 2013, 123,000 were white non-Hispanic people aged 45 to 54. Now, many middle-aged white people say they suffer physical pain, trouble with daily activities, and poor mental health. They say these problems are not unique to white people. But studies have found that white patients with pain are more likely to be prescribed opioid painkillers. And they say whites have been more likely to attempt suicide when faced with physical or mental hardships. Well, they also say education is a factor. The study found whites with a college degree, the death rates were low, but for whites who achieved a high school diploma and then didn't go on to college, they had 736 deaths per 100,000. All right, so what do we take from this? Okay, well, there could be a few things going on. Okay, one thing I noticed is a lot of the baby boomers, so the people much older than the 55 to 64, many of the baby boomers, well, I mean, there's some baby boomers in there also, but a lot of the baby boomers, they're like, no, I don't need, or even older than that, I don't need pain medicine. No, I'm fine. I don't need pain medicine. My mom is like that, too. You know, she had knee surgery. I think she needs a replacement. She's like, no, I don't give me any pain medicine. I don't need it. I don't want it. She does not like taking pills. You have that old generation of, I don't like taking pills. Then, starting in the 70s and 80s, you started to realize, you know what? Taking a pill is okay. Okay? It doesn't mean you're weak. And again, it's a thinking I have to really impress on a lot of my patients who are in an ungodly amount of pain. They got cancer or they have, you know, a broken bone or something. I'm like, it's okay. You're not going to get addicted. I mean, when I grew up in the 80s, I was taught by my parents, you know, you don't take pills. Take pills as little as possible. If you got an infection, we'll take it to the doctor. Okay, we'll only go to the doctor when you need to, but you just don't, you know, just don't mess with it. I mean, I got my shots as a kid, but, you know, we didn't always go in for checkups and things like that. It's just something my parents didn't have money for, and it's just something you didn't do. And, you know, I remember when my dad had to take medication for high blood pressure or diabetes, he really, really didn't like doing that. He's like, you don't take a pill. Pills make things worse. It was that type of thinking. So he had an older type of thinking, a distrust of taking medication. Then, in the 80s, 90s, we're like, well, this is okay. It's okay to not be in pain. It's okay to not suffer from, you know, mood disorders. You know, you don't have to be depressed. You have trouble sleeping, there's medicines out there to help you sleep. You don't have to turn to alcohol. You don't have to drink. All right? And so it was a whole new sort of thinking. And I can't tell you, I have 18-year-olds come in asking for long-term prescription medicine. I go, you're 18. What are you doing here? I need an antidepressant, or I need Ritalin, or I need, and it just blows my mind that now we do have a generation of pills are okay. People take pills. You know, I told you there was a little girl that was getting ready for her bat mitzvah years ago. And while, you know, my son was going through some training, you know, I go, how you doing? You know, are you all excited? She's like, no, I'm nervous. I'm like, oh, you know what? Don't be. You'll be fine. And she's like, no, I'm good because I got Valium. Chuck, she was 12. I go, you're 12? And you're taking Valium to get through a bat mitzvah? Now, okay, mind you, okay, you know, I come from a Jewish family, so, you know, trust me. Okay, you know, I mean, I could probably use a Valium, you know, having to deal with all the family. I get that. But I'm 12 years old. I never thought at that age I would need to take a medication or anything like that. You know, and even when I was able, you know, I was drinking age, I didn't think alcohol would calm my nerves or, you know what I mean? So, it's a much different mindset. And I think maybe what happens is not only could the medicine be warping your thinking, but maybe some people, the medicine doesn't work. You know, I mean, in the olden days, you were like, look, I'm going to try myself. I'll make this work. And worst case scenario, yeah, I guess I could take a pill. That's always out there. Now the thinking is different. It's, well, I'm on the only thing that's out there. There's nothing else out there for me. There's nothing else out there. And that could be why people are doing themselves in. It's a shame. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled sacrowedgy.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So lawyers say a brain tumor could make a Missouri killer's execution painful. Attorneys for a convicted Missouri killer is set to be put to death today, asked the U.S. Supreme Court to spare the client's life, arguing that his brain tumor could make the execution unlawfully painful. Ernest Lee Johnson, who killed 3 people at a Columbia, Missouri convenience store in 1994, has exhausted all appeals and is now down to his final two, quote-unquote, lifelines as an order from the Supreme Court or Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has less than 24 hours before his scheduled execution. Monday, Missouri Supreme Court rejected a request by Johnson's attorney that a judge consider qualifying the death row inmate as mentally disabled, which would make him legally ineligible for the death penalty. His attorneys are now asking for a hearing before the U.S. Supreme Court, arguing the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals erred in refusing their appeal Friday, and they say that the lethal injection of drugs, midazolam and pentobarbital, pose a substantial and unjustifiable risk of inflicting violent and painful seizures during the execution. That risk, they argue, is aggravated by a slow-growing brain tumor in his head and scarring from a 2008 surgery that removed part of it. See, the midazolam, or the Versed, would sedate him, possibly decrease the chance of seizures. So I don't know if I'm completely sold on that argument they have. If left to stand, the lower court opinions in this case create a, quote, impossible burden on a condemned inmate to allege an alternative method of execution, according to defense attorney. And let me see, defense attorney Jeremy Weiss argued to the state Supreme Court that such a harmful execution would violate Johnson's constitutional right against cruel and unusual punishment. He argued that administering lethal gas instead of IV drugs would minimize the risk of pain. But that method hasn't been used in the United States since 1999, and Missouri no longer has a functional gas chamber. Remember we talked about how some states still have gas chambers? Actually, one state, is it Utah, still could technically use a firing squad, if I'm not mistaken? Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster said Monday that Johnson's team has done nothing to prove that the lethal injection poses a definitive risk. So, Johnson, 55 years old, was convicted and sentenced to death for killing two middle-aged women and a man with a hammer and screwdriver. Prosecutors argued that his addiction to crack cocaine led him to rob the convenience store and kill the victims. His execution is scheduled for 6 p.m. Central Time. If it proceeds, Johnson will be Missouri's seventh death row inmate executed this year. I don't know about that whole, yes, tumors can induce seizures, but your benzodiazepine many times is used to prevent seizures, and that midazolam could, technically protect him from that. So, I mean, in fact, and again, I'm no expert on this, but I would possibly say that would even be safer than the lethal gas. Anyway, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there are 10 foods they say you could safely eat long after their best before dates. This was kind of interesting because I just had a sandwich and I really think it was a little bit on the old side. Well, I guess I'll know in a few hours when I start to poop. So this is kind of interesting. They say there are certain foods that could be consumed after their dates. Okay, now, according to this, this comes from Daily Mail. They say milk, pasteurized milk, will keep 50% longer if you store it at a lower temperature. Try storing it at the back of the fridge rather than the fridge door. If your milk has gone sour, they say use it to make pancakes. I don't know. I don't know. For me, sour milk, I don't really do well. And if you're not really going to boil the hell out of that pancake, I don't know. Eggs. According to a report by food scientist Dana Gunders, eggs can last 3 to 5 weeks, but they have to be kept below 41 degrees Fahrenheit to prevent salmonella enteritis. Salmonella growth on eggs, I can't tell you how many times we have eggs, and we cook them, and then all of a sudden we realize they're a few months old, and we're like, what? And we were fine. Keeping them cool, I think eggs could last longer. I want to go a few months, though. Sugary foods. They say anything with a large amount of sugar, like ham or honey or jam, is safe to be consumed. Honey never really expires. That's interesting. But you may start to see crystals. I don't know. I'd still dump it if it's old. German sauerkraut or Korean kimchi. They say they've been preserved through salting, curing, or drying. Potato chips. Okay, if they're loaded with salt, they could be eaten 3 weeks past their date. Cookies. A lot of times they're highly processed. If they start to be soft or soggy, they say put them in the oven to make them crunchy again. I would still be saying bacteria. Mm-mm. They say you can eat cookies 2 hours after the Best Buy date. Dry pasta, they say you could keep indefinitely if it's in an airtight container. I don't know. I remember finding maggots in one of my old pasta cans. That's a long story. I don't want to bring it up. Bread, keep it in the freezer and it'll last you a long time. They say canned food, put them in a cool and dark area. What about the packaged salad? They say as long as your salad leaves haven't gone moldy, wilty and moldy are very different. Revive them in ice cold water. Moldy, you see the mold, the little pieces of mold. I don't like lettuce when it's brown, and I don't think any amount of water could fix that. Meat. They say as long as it's refrigerated properly, meat can be eaten 2 days after its best before date. And smell it. Dry aged steak. It's been hung for 120 days, becomes dry due to the loss of water content. That apparently can last longer, obviously. I wouldn't eat that meat. Hard cheeses like cheddar are safe to eat after their best before dates. If it's moldy on the outside, they say cut the exterior off and you could eat the interior. I don't know. All right. So they say use by dates like fish, those kinds of things. Be careful with. Do not use food or drink after the end of the use by date. Okay, so best before allows you to have a couple extra days. Use by this, that I would say don't go over because then your health could be at risk. Once a food with the use by date has been opened, follow the instructions. Like if it says eat 3 days after opening. Yeah, I would do that with like, what was it? You'd buy something that would say, you know, use by this date. But then it would say after refrigerating, eat within 72 hours. So I'd be like calculating the days. I'm like, I'm good then. Let me see. So best before, we talked about that. Okay, so we're good. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Over 50s are apparently getting more divorced than we think. They say a record number of older couples are breaking up, and a quarter are splitting up now middle age. They say a record number of couples over the age of 50 are filing for divorce. They say overall divorce rates are falling because less people are getting married. The number of over 50s legally separating has doubled since 1990. Now a quarter of all divorcees are over 50 compared to 25 years ago when it was fewer than 1 in 10. The study also revealed that the divorce rate for over 65s has also tripled. This is from the National Center for Family and Marriage Research at Bowling Green State University in Ohio. Well, I think there's a variety of reasons for that, okay? Now you have Viagra, so men can now be out there and having fun and having sex, especially when in the marriage the sex seems to stop. I'm not saying that it's validated, but that could be a reason why they're doing it. Many people are not dying in their 50s. They're living till their 90s, so they don't want to go another 40-some years with somebody that they don't want to live with. Huh. I know. I'm thinking about this. I go, oh, I hope my husband doesn't leave me. Ooh, I better start having more sex. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Hang me down. 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 Hang me down.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart and body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.